Hello and welcome to the Target Podcast powered by Hollywood Bets. It's your boy Deshawn, and with me in studio today are football analysts Sir Pasishle Soni and Ayanda Vezi. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you, Desh. Greetings to our listeners at home. It's good to be back as we speak about football. We all know that the DStv Premiership is not in action this weekend as we taking analysis into the Nedbank Cup quarterfinals.
Greetings, everyone. It's nice to be here. Been a while since we've discussed the Nedbank Cup as it was on pause due to the DStv. Looking forward to this weekend's action. Yeah.
Kiona, yes, of course, yes, the quarterfinals yes. of the Nedbank Cup take place this weekend, and we have four cracking fixtures to unpack. Let's get stuck in it. And we have Tux up against Mamelodi Sundowns on Friday night. Now, Tux have already dispatched top right outfits such as Cape Town Spurs and Morocco Swallows. Gift, are they going to go make it 3 from 3 when they take on Sundowns?
It has been a good performance for the Tux so far. It has been a good performance for them, taking out Spurs as well as Morocco Swallows. But hey, as you know, Mamelodi Sundowns, they are the best team in the country.
Yeah.
Even PSL teams, they struggle against Sundowns. So I think it's the end of the road for Amatax on this one. But they've put on a fight. They have nothing to be ashamed of. But hey, who knows? Maybe they can surprise us. They've done it before. If you remember, they once eliminated Chiefs. I think it was 4-3, if I'm not mistaken. So anything can happen.
Of course.
But on paper, Sundowns is the strongest.
The Giants. They are the Giants, you know. But Vezi, do you think Cape Town are going to be, Tux are going to be that Giant Slayers?
Well, looking at this fixture, Coach Rulani, even when after the draw, he said he was happy that his team will not travel outside Pretoria. They're just crossing the road to play their neighbors, of which I think it's something that they're happy for. Looking at the number of games that they've played so far, they just played on Friday in the CAF Champions League. They played on Tuesday in the DStv Premiership. Now they have to play against Amatax in the Nedbank Cup quarterfinals. But looking at the squad that Sundowns they got, man, you have to give it to them this one. And Coach Rulani is trying by all means to go for every trophy that is on offer. So I think this one, I see Sundowns advancing to the semifinals of the competition.
Interesting. Well, you know, Sundowns have lifted this trophy as recently as the 2021-22 seasons, where, of course, Rulani Mokoena and Mangqoba Mngqithi were, of course, co-coaches in that one. Do you think they're going to go and do it again?
It's hard to say whether they're going to go and do it again. I mean, we still have teams like Orlando Pirates, we have Super Sports United, we have TS Galaxy who knocked them out in the Carling Knockout Cup. Yeah, and other teams. So it's hard to say that they're going to go and lift. But I'm sure they want to lift it because as much as they've been dominating the football in this country, but they've mostly lifted the league trophy. They missed out on MTN 8, so they're gonna want to go all out on this one.
Okay. Well, you know, if you look at three Tux's games this season, have been at the University of Pretoria Stadium. You know, that being the Tux Stadium. Do you think that home game advantage has swung the tide for them previously?
For Mamelodi Sundowns, the kind of football that they're playing, man, this team has like, they got the winning mentality. They don't care if they're playing away or they're playing at home. Look when they played the Young Africans away in Tanzania. The stadium was fully packed. The intimidation that were happening there. But Mamelodi Sundowns managed that game and they came out alive, you know, securing a gold straw in that match. So Mamelodi Sundowns, as I said before, they're playing in Pretoria. They're familiar with the stadium. They've used it before. So that won't be like emotional damage for them or psychological damage. So going into this game, I see Sundowns taking it. So,
all right, gents. That being said, it is Friday night lights. It's going to be packed stadium. I'm sure the numbers are going to be over there. Give Tuchu, can you see this one going? Vezi has just said Sundowns are taking it.
I have to agree with him. Sundowns are taking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scoreline.
I'm sorry for Amatax. they're doing well in the Motsepe Championship. We might even see them playing in the DStv Prem next season. But then I think it's the end of the road for them. Mamelodi Sundowns, they're going to win 2-0.
Maybe 2-0.
All right. There's a blockbuster clash in Cape Town as Carling Cup winners Stellenbosch FC take on Gavin Hunt's SuperSport United. Now, of course, this is a repeat of this season's MTN quarterfinal clash between these two heavyweights.
Yeah, it's the repeat. The last time they played, it was on the 16th of February in the DStv Premiership, and the game ended with a 1-1 draw. Looking at the studies, they defeated SuperSport in the MTN 8, as you said, and according to that game, went into extra time. So looking at studies, they've gone 20 games unbeaten, you see. So credits to the players, the technical team, and coach Steve Barker. And no one has given them the credit that they deserve. And they're second on the log. It shows the dedication, the hard work that the team they're doing there. So this one, it's going to be an interesting game because Mobuga Nayo SuperSport United, yes, they're playing, they're scoring goals, but they tend to switch off when they're leading, you know. So I think that's the department where coach Gavin Hunt needs to work on going into this game because they have like speedy players. I saw their wings there at Stelis. They could with speed, you know. They gave Chiefs defense Quinica and Dove when they beat Kaiser Chiefs a hard time. They good with those speed balls, you know. So I think that's another department SuperSport should be careful. Utaitas and Arua there, so on the wings for Estelis, with Urenas being in the center there, and we know Urenas is always like smelling goals. So SuperSport United defense should be very careful going into this game. And I would suggest Uti, they don't push too much because if they push too much, they're going to get caught in the counter-attack.
You see, what I like about Stelis is that they don't crack under pressure, you know. They stay and try to execute their game plan.
Yeah.
So against Chiefs, Chiefs was coming at them, but they kept, you know, trying to beat them in the wings, as I understand. And it paid off for them. Van Veek on the left, he was coming at them. I think it's David Titus on the right who also was coming at them. So this game came at the wrong time for SuperSport, you know. They are currently hitting the rough patch, you know. They haven't won in quite some time. And yep, they recently lost. So hopefully Gavin Hunt, you know, it's gonna
look, he's definitely under pressure, you know, in the league. I'm glad you mentioned their poor run of form because they drew 5 top flight fixtures before losing to TS Galaxy last weekend. Now, indeed, they are yet to win a DStv Premiership fixture this calendar year.
And that's not good. Hopefully they're gonna be able to turn things around, you know, this Saturday. It's gonna be hard because they're playing away.
I kind of also feel like it's going to be a battle between the wingbacks. You know, you guys have mentioned the likes of from Royan. But, you know, Basadine is another player who gets off and forward. And then, you know, you look at players like Shandra Campbell and, you know, possibly even Lila Kay. It could be instrumental for SuperSport going forward.
Even Magaman there in the middle, you know, he does the work. I think he has also earned a Bafana call-up. So SuperSport is blessed with players. Even Pastera, given his age, but he still does the work there at the back. Latrayo also. So SuperSport has the players. I don't know what's happening with them lately, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be one game to watch, this one, you know. They're playing at home, and we know Danny Kravren, the fans, they come out in numbers to support their team. So I have to give it to Stelis, this one, as overall winners. So I'm backing them, win or draw in 90 minutes.
And for them to progress from a tie, of course, you know.
Yeah.
It did actually follow that in the MTN 8, of course. You mentioned the game went to extra time. It was Andre de Jong who broke the deadlock in the 99th minute. But there's another man in form for Stellenbosch, of course. I'm talking about Ikram Reyners, pacey forward. He was a top scorer in last season's Nedbank Cup. This season, he delivered 4 assists in their round of 16 clash.
I think it's important to also mention that Reyners once played for SuperSport, or he's coming from SuperSport. So, Coach Gavin Hunt is familiar with him. I'm not saying that he will definitely stop him, but I think he's gonna have a plan for him. So for me, I'm seeing this game being decided on penalties.
Interesting. We'll have to wait and see how that prediction plans out. Of course, that football lottery can go either way. But yeah, Vezzy is backing a win for Stellenbosch.
A win or draw in 90 minutes. That's what that's the bet that I'm taking in this game. Say double chance, win or draw Stellies in 90 minutes. Then if it's extra time, you can back Stellies to win.
All right. Of course, Moses Mabhida will host a titanic battle between AmaZulu and Orlando Pirates. Now, AmaZulu defender Pashlela has come out and said that under pressure boss Chimpi needs time and believes in the structure of the team.
Yeah, definitely. And it shows the way that they've played. I think they won their last match in the DSTV.
I think it was a 2-0 victory against Cape Town City.
Yeah,
it's 1-0 against City. 1-0 against City.
So, and they're playing at home, but then Orlando Pirates, Moses Mabhida is like their second home. This is the stadium where they win trophies. You know, they have that tendency of winning trophies.
They and won sure, their last trophy.
Maela's first now, it's like heavy now because of lifting trophies at Moses Mabhida. But then coming back into the game, this is one, how can I call it? We're going to see a Spanish football because it's a Spanish technician against a Spanish technician. So it's going to be full of tactics games. You know, the coach respect each other. But Orlando Pirates, them being the defending champions, we know that they want to retain this trophy, you know. And they also have MTN 8, which they defended. So they'll want to win it again and be the back-to-back, win two trophies back-to-back, you know.
Imagine. Yeah. Imagine that. And there's a relatively new coach just landed in the country not so long ago. But Sony, will Rivero defend his Nedbank Cup?
It's hard to say, but I think it stands a chance of defending. It stands a good chance of defending it. I think it's also important to mention that Pirates is coming to this match at the back of a 7-1 hammering of Golden Arrows, which shows that you know, they are serious. You've seen their performances lately. You know, it shows that they are serious. They wanna qualify for at least CAF. They also wanna have more trophies in their cabinet. So it's gonna be an interesting one. I think Moses Mabhida will be packed. As you know, it's Usutu's home ground and they've got quite a number of fans, and also Pirates has fans everywhere.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to this clash.
But you know, even in the cup, Pirates dropped the gauntlet in the previous Nedbank Cup clash. Of course, they ran out 4-0 winners against the Hungry Lions. Will the Bayte Buccaneers go on to win this game?
It's going to be 1-0.
Yeah. So, Nick, I have to ask you, can you see AmaZulu finding the back of the net?
They can. They have capable players who can find the back of the net. And they also know that this is going to be a tough game for them. You know, Pirates is not a team that you just relax and sleep when you're playing against. So I'm sure Nabo, they have a plan and they have good strikers. I mean, XTN has been performing well. I'm not sure whether Chiriquem will play. I think the last time he was injured or something, but I'm seeing them maybe pulling one. I mean, Golden Arrows managed to score one.
Yeah.
And I think AmaZulu are a bit stronger than Arrows. So I do see them scoring a goal.
That being said, give me your prediction.
2-1 Pirates.
I said 1-0 Pirates.
All right. The final fixture of the weekend sees TS Galaxy up against Chippa United. Now, Chippa United are currently being co-coached by Thabo September and Cornele Kopo.
Yeah, Chippa United, they have back-to-back victories at home. They beat Kaizer Chiefs recently, so they're highly motivated, you know. So I see Gift there is giving
you
a signal.
Did you have to mention that?
Yeah, we have to mention it. They were playing at home. They've got 3 victories at home, back-to-back. And Thabo September was happy that they out now of their relegation threatened zone. They're up there, you know. So they're coming into this fixture. At least the pressure now of being relegated is eased now. They're going into this game not worrying about focusing in the Nedbank Cup and also trying to avoid relegation. So they're coming into this game in a right mindset and prepared for the game. And plus, beating Kaizer Chiefs, every team enjoys, you know, beating Kaizer Chiefs. That's a given because they have a fan base is huge, you know. So everyone likes to beat Kaizer Chiefs. So that should also motivate them going into this game.
This talk about Kaizer Chiefs threw me off a bit. But anyway, let's move on.
I'll tell you more, because.
Yes. Both teams, you know, they're coming to this match, you know, highly motivated. They've been performing well. And let's look at TS Galaxy. I mean, they went as far as losing in the final of the Carling Cup. I'm sure they will not want, you know, to lose this cup. They've won it before when they were in NFT, if I'm not mistaken. So I think they're going to go all out on this match, you know, and try to win to ensure that they reach the final, you know, and lift the trophy. Plus, they've also been performing well. I think they defeated SuperSport
recently,
in their last match. And
I think it was last week, and if
last
I'm not mistaken.
Last weekend.
Yeah, but
yes.
You know, how good has Sey Dramovic been at TS Galaxy? Because I'm sure a top six club is looking at him.
Yeah, he's been great, man. He came in and changed the team. Even the signings that he made. I think when he signed Nukovic, you know, as much as Nukovic was great at Chiefs, but not playing for quite some time, you know, it can affect the player. And with everything that's happened, you know, in his previous club, it was a bit hard, you know, to think that he can come to the team, you know, and perform at the level that he has been performing on. You know, him and Mojela, they've been scoring match winning goals, you know, important goals for TS Galaxy. I mean, the whole team has been performing well under Sid Ramovic, and to be honest, I do see them, you know, edging out cheaper this weekend.
Fezzy, I have to ask you, do you think TS Galaxy are prioritizing cup competition? You mentioned that they won a Carling Cup final not so long ago.
Yeah, man, they're making them their priority, man. You see, this season they almost won a trophy. So Sid Ramovic will want to his name to be there, and people have been singing his praises ever since he turned around TS Galaxy. And this is one team that is well organized, you see, when they're playing. And looking the way they've lost some of their key players, Abo Gavin Msimango going to Kaizer Chiefs, who was their captain, you know, about Ethan Brooks joining AmaZulu, you know. So bringing AMA legends, AMA veterans rather, about Bernard Parker and about Samir Norkovic. Gabuza was one of the... Viomera is still there. That makes the team, those players that they have there to bring extra motivation to the players, you know. So I think this is one trophy that they'll say, look, let's go and win it. And remember, they also won the trophy before when they were playing in the NFT. So what's there stopping them to go all the way into winning it?
I'm going to throw a span in the works here. Do you think Sey Dramovic should be the new head coach of Kaizer Chiefs?
No, I think he's happy where he is right now at TS Galaxy, given the relationship that he's got with Tim Subazi.
Yeah.
So I don't see him leaving that club anytime soon.
Yeah, I also share the same feeling as Waters, even though I think he'd be a great coach at Chiefs. But I don't see him leaving TS Galaxy. He's a great coach. I think he can do amazing work with the talent that Chiefs has and the money that Chiefs has. You know, he can bring in some top players, but I don't see him, you know, leaving Galaxy for Chiefs.
And he took Galaxy to the Carling Cup finals. And now if he takes TS Galaxy to the semis or even the final...
What does that say?
You know, you don't want to... He will try maybe to leave the club when he has won something. He will say, let me give it to another season and try. Maybe if he stays and then next season, maybe he wins a trophy, maybe he will sit down with Tim Sugars and say, let me go and try somewhere. Because lifting a trophy with a team like ETS Galaxy, that also builds your profile, you know. So I think at the moment he's fine where he is. He's happy working with the club. So I don't see him leaving that club.
And also he's doing well in the league. I think he's in the top eight now. And he has mentioned before that he wanna finish, you know, maybe top five. Who knows? If he continues like this, he can even qualify, you know, for CAF, whether CAF Confederations Cup or Champions League. And that would be top for a team like TS Galaxy and for him.
Yeah, you know, and that Ramovic. Exact thing happened last season. I think it was Sekakune United who played in the final, losing out to Orlando Pirates. But because Pirates finished second in the league, that place
automatically qualified
for African football. And, you know, for a club like TS Galaxy to go to Africa, I mean, that's really saying something. And, you know, currently, I believe Pirates are in third place. You know, Sundowns are top. So, you know, these clubs are still involved in the...
Even Stellies are second, you know. So
yeah, they're still involved. So there is a possibility that he may very well guide this club to African football. But let me ask you this. Are they your dark horses to lift the Nedbank Cup?
I would say the dark horses for me is Stellies. Because no one is recognizing Stellies, you know. Yes, they won the Carling Cup, but no one is talking more about them, the chances that they have, and their recent performance. You know, they've gone 20 games unbeaten. So I think since Sundowns and Orlando Pirates is there, also SuperSport is there, people are expecting those three to lift the trophy. No one is talking about Stellies. So for me, it's Stellies that are the dark horses to win this competition.
To be honest, I'd love to see another Stellies versus TS Galaxy final. You know, I'd love to see that again because that was an exciting final. That was an exciting final. Both teams stood an equal chance of winning it, and they played.
They left everything on the pitch. Yeah.
Fortunately, it was lifted by Stellies. Yep. So, in terms of TS Galaxy being the underdog, I think. They are the dark horses. I mean, I think they are. They can go as far as to lifting the trophy.
Massive, massive shout from you over there. Let me ask you this, Gift. Do you think the lack of hype, the lack of praise, possibly even the lack of flowers to Stellenbosch has been because Steve Barker's tight-lipped? You know, I don't really see him lashing out in the media, lashing out at his players. You know, they go about their business very surgically, very methodically, you know, and they're not a club that doesn't have their problems. I think this season they released two players due to a lack of discipline. I think they said that those players had transgressed their code of conduct, and the club acted swiftly, you know, kind of took a no-nonsense approach to incidents like this.
They are a serious club, and they are a club that, you know, that's not really in the media for the wrong reasons, you know. They are a chill club. The coach, as you've mentioned, even the management of the team, you know, they're not people who are out there. So I guess that's also one of the reasons. I mean, you see them posting a bit more about their unbeaten run, but you don't see them maybe doing interviews with other media houses and things like that. So I guess that's why, you know, they're not, you know, giving maybe their flowers or anything or praises. But let's look at a team like Sundowns. Sorry, they have not been defeated in the league. And almost every week you hear about that. You see articles about that Sundowns has extended their unbeaten run, Sundowns this and that, but which they deserve because they are a big team. But back to Stellies, I think with the way that they're handling things, I think it's good they must continue with that because it seems to be working for them.
Yeah, for the fact that they rewarded coach Steve Barker with another contract, it shows that the management trust in him and also the talent that he's producing, because Stellies are known of also playing with young players, you know, producing new talent. Every season we're seeing a new player comes in, you know, from the development. So if you have a team like that, you must also have disciplined players. Because you want those young stars to learn from those players, you know. So that's why Coach Steve Barker, I think also he learned it from his uncle, the late Clive Barker, you know, to be disciplined, you know. So that's why I'm saying, like, Stellies, That's why they gave him another contract.
Yeah, they showed faith in him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, my final question to you is, who do you want to see in the final? I know Mutupa said that a repeat of the Carling Cup final, Stelis vs. TS Galaxy, is what he wants to see. Who do you want to see in the final?
I'd like to see Stelis and Pirates playing in the final. Pirates are the defending champions, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking...
Of which they'll go all the way to try and reach the finals as the defending champions, you know? But then, looking at the way, I think, for me, Stelis will reach Ilocuzan. I would like to see them and Pirates playing together because they gave us two exciting games in the MTN 8, home and away. You know, the stadium was fully packed in Cape Town, even at Orlando. You guys were there. You saw the atmosphere. You can't be my witness on that. So I'd love to see that final being played again here at Moses Mabhida.
I thought you were going to say you'd like to see a final of Mamelodi Sundowns and Pirates. I'm surprised that you said Stelis and Pirates because I think the last two games between those two, they were not in favor of Pirates.
Mm.
So I thought maybe you are a bit shaken by Stelis.
No. Mamelodi Sundowns, besides being biased on this one, but Mamelodi Sundowns, I think their journey will end in the semis. And I think Stelis will be the one to do that. Because Mamelodi Sundowns, it's been a while where they win like two trophies locally, you know. So I think the only trophy that they will win this season, it's only the league.
All right, gents, it's been an absolute pleasure unpacking all things Nedbank Cup related to you. We'll have to wait and see how your predictions plan out, who's going to come out tops, which players are going to impress us, which managers are going to do the things this weekend. Until next weekend, cheers.
Cheers, Bangladesh.
Bye.